AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's an ugly start to the Olympics. Morocco defeated Argentina in a soccer match at the Games in Paris. But when Argentina scored a goal late, Moroccan fans stormed the pitch. The game was suspended for nearly 2 hours. Objects were thrown, and invading Morocco fans were tackled by security. The goal was eventually overturned. An Argentina player was offsides, and Morocco won 2-1. The leader of the FBI is sharing new information about the Trump rally gunman.
Director Chris Wray tells a House panel investigators probed a laptop tied to Thomas Matthew Crooks, and among other things, found a Google search from a week before the shooting.
How far away was Oswald from Kennedy?
Referring to Lee Harvey Oswald's killing of President Kennedy 61 years ago. Ray says investigators have found images from searches of news stories, things like pictures of prominent officials, but says that's not overly indicative of a motive.
That could be just because he was reading news stories.
Ray says the gunman also flew a drone roughly 200 yards from the rally stage before Trump spoke, viewing and live streaming the footage. That adds to questions about security lapses before the event. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Speaking soon before a joint session of Congress will be Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. House Speaker Mike Johnson says this speech is worth listening to.
Today and every day, Americans must stand shoulder to shoulder with Israel in its great struggle.
There are protesters in Washington. And some top Democrats are boycotting the Netanyahu speech. Vice President Kamala Harris told members of the historically black sorority Zeta Pi Beta, "We are not playing around," and asked for their support in November. President Biden will explain tonight why he got out of the presidential race. This is AP News. Parts of California, Oregon, and Washington are dealing with wildfires.
Parts of I-84 in Oregon shut down after the Durkee fire was so intense it created its own weather pattern, according to National Weather Service meteorologist Josh Smith.
They've generated a lot of heat, which has helped them control their own environment.
He says a heat wave is gripping the region.
At least 8 or 9 days of 100-degree temperatures or greater.
Triple-digit temperatures also making it difficult for firefighters in California. In Sierra, on the Nevada border, a series of lightning-sparked wildfires closing a state highway. And in Riverside, officials searching for whoever set off fireworks, causing a massive blaze there. I'm Julie Walker.
A surprise eruption of steam in a Yellowstone National Park geyser basin sent people scrambling for safety. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.